Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS. Listen now as Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen talks with entertainers, authors, speakers, and everyday Americans about the issues that affect you. Be a part of the program by calling 718-506-1944 or instant message your question and comments to our show chat room and interact with today's guest. Now, from his secret broadcast bunker located somewhere beneath the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., here's your host, Burke Allen.
It's a beautiful day here in the nation's capital, and we've got a Washington insider as part of the program today, Rick Robinson, who's knocked around the political world for over 30 years now, spent some time on Capitol Hill as a legislative director and chief counsel for Congressman Jim Bunning of Kentucky. But we want to talk to Rick about his work as an author. His book, Manifest Destiny, is in stores now, and it's not his first go-round in the publishing world. He writes political thrillers. Rick Robinson, welcome to the Burke Allen Show.
Burke, great to be here. I don't know in this climate that I want to be pushing myself as a Washington insider, but I guess I'm stuck with that moniker.
You certainly know your way around the hallways here. Let's start with that and talk about your background in politics, and you're an attorney as well, and sort of how that led to your writing the book. So you started in the local level there in Kentucky in politics, is that right?
I started out actually one of the first big campaigns that I ever worked in was Jim Bunning's race for United States Congress, and I had the uncanny ability to be involved in that race with Lee Atwater. So my first big race that I ever got involved with, it was a great situation for me because I got to learn politics at the feet of the master. And it was one of those things, as you know, throughout my career as I went through politics and law and everything that I've done, I've always said that everybody has one book in them. My problem was that I spent 30 years trying to write the wrong book. I tried to write this great coming-of-age novel, and my friends pointed out to me that I had never really yet come of age. And one of them said to me, you know, all these stories you're always telling from 30 years on the road, all this stuff you've done in politics, why don't you try and write a political thriller? And the little light bulb went off in my head, and I started writing, and 30 days later I had 150 pages. 6 months later I had a publisher, and I was off to the rodeo.
Rick Robinson is our guest today. You can visit him online at authorrickrobinson.com. He is a political thriller writer, and Manifest Destiny, just one of the books in his arsenal. Now, Rick, when you were on the Hill, did you consciously sort of file things away that you later went back and sort of drew on as a thriller writer?
No, I think what really happens is when you work in politics, you have those situations that you just can't get out of your head. Maybe they're back in the dark recesses of things that happen, but you get kind of the flow of what goes on. And really, that's what I wanted to do in the books, was that not only get the thriller aspect of the books, but as I looked around and tried to look at what was in the marketplace, the one thing I saw was some books didn't really give a good feel for what it was like to be involved in politics. So I wanted to give the reader, along with the thriller aspect, kind of the feel for what it was like to be on the campaign bus.
Now, you're an attorney as well and still practicing law, and as the old attorney joke goes, someday you keep practicing, you might get it right. But do you think that there's a reason why attorneys seem to be driven to write, and some of them do very well? You know, along with yourself, John Grisham is a great example. What is it about the attorney that makes a great writer?
Grisham, Baldacci is another one, coming from one of the law firms up in D.C. But I think one of the things that we do is we spend our days writing. Whether you're a trial lawyer or whether you're like me, a corporate lawyer that you know, I draft. As I tell people, I spend the day drafting loan documents for bank, and at night I spend my evenings writing thrillers. I think it's that we love writing. We love the language. We love putting things down on paper and calling that a finished product. And so it transcends itself very well into trying to write for a reader for enjoyment. Now, the one thing you have to do when you're a lawyer is you have to suddenly learn how to not write like a lawyer. You don't want to put all the wherefores thereofs and all the legalese that you have into it, and you have to take it down to a level that the reader will enjoy.
And folks do enjoy author Rick Robinson's work. You can find out more about him at authorrickrobinson.com. He's our guest today on the Burke Allen Show. You actually took a swing at things yourself, and rather than being the man behind the curtain, you took a run at running for Congress yourself back in the late 90s. Tell me about that experience.
I did run for Congress in the late 90s. I decided that it was Jim Bunning had decided that he was going to run for United States Senate, and his seat was open, and I made the jump. Glad I did it. Never looked back and thought twice about it, but I don't know that I'd ever do it again. In fact, I think if I did it again, I think my wife would hold me down while my kids beat me up. So
what did you learn about that whole experience? You've been around it for a long time, but there must have been a few things that surprised you that you didn't see coming.
I think the thing that really surprised me was the difference between advising a candidate, going into them and talking about how to do this, how to do that, and you do it from a business-like perspective. You're able to take the personal touch, the personal level off of it. But when it's your name on the ballot, wow, that's a whole different situation. You have to. One of the things I do in my books is I talk about the Godfather rules of politics. You really have to treat being on the ballot like a business. Don't take it personal, Sonny. It's strictly business. It's hard not to take it personal, and that's the thing that I think every candidate ends up struggling with more than anything else, is that treating their candidacy as a business decision.
Rick Robinson is our guest today. He's the former legislative director and chief counsel to Congressman Jim Bunning, also a former congressional candidate himself, and is a thriller writer. We're going to talk about his latest book right after this on The Burke Allen Show.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You can also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com and experience Dark Force.
Welcome back to the Burke Allen Program on the Blog Talk Radio Network, and Rick Robinson is our guest today. The book is Manifest Destiny, and congratulations. It's one heck of a read, and I understand that you just picked up a New York Book Festival award.
Picked up an award as the best fiction at the New York Book Festival, and it also won best fiction at the Paris Book Festival. So didn't get to go to Paris, though. The Paris Book Festival was the week of all the volcanoes, and no planes were getting off the ground on either side, so we got to accept the award from the far reaches of Kentucky instead of going to France.
That's too bad. Well,
I guess I could have gone to Paris, Kentucky to actually celebrate if I really wanted to.
You could have. I'm not sure it would have been exactly the same view from the top of the Eiffel Tower, but it is what it is. Rick still makes his home in Kentucky, and his other books have included The Maximum Contribution and Sniper Bid. But let's talk about Manifest Destiny. For the folks that haven't read that, what's the book about, and give us a snapshot.
Well, the book is about the ongoing series involving Congressman Richard Thompson. Richard Thompson is the continuing character that I have in these books. The one thing I do have, and I think by reading it, you can pick up the books in any place. They are a series, but I do write them all as they're freestanding. And in this particular book, Richard Thompson and his whole campaign crew find themselves in Romania working on a foreign campaign when one of the staffers is kidnapped by communist rebels living in the Carpathian Mountains. And fun and frivolity ensue, of course.
Now, this is sort of a different tack to take because it's rather fashionable in today's world, based on what's happened in the last 2 years, to make the bad guys all be, these Middle Eastern extremist terrorists. But you decided to go to Eastern Europe instead. Tell me about that decision.
Well, one of the things that this book involves is the mace. Now, I know you're familiar with it, but maybe for some of the other listeners who don't know, the mace is the ceremonial item that is brought out at the beginning and the end of each session of Congress. The original mace was stolen during the War of 1812, and this book actually involves the theft of the current mace, the mace that was designed to replace the one that was stolen in the War of 1812. And to make this book work, I had to go someplace that was very, very superstitious. So I sat down with a bunch of folks who had worked in foreign campaigns, and I said, tell me where the most superstitious place in the world is. I thought they were going to send me to Africa, they were going to send me to the Caribbean, they were going to send me to wherever, and to a person, every one of them said, oh, Romania.
Isn't that interesting?
They said it was actually the most superstitious place they had ever seen. People there are still afraid of the evil eye. They're still afraid of what went on with Count Dracula up in the Carpathian Mountains. They still wear amulets around their necks to ward off bad spirits. It's a very, very superstitious area, and it's the place where, as I told people, I turned the plane around from going to Africa and landed it in Eastern Europe.
And you know, another interesting thing about your book series, I think, Rick, is that the your lead character in this series, this Congressman Thompson. I mean, he's a good guy at the end of the day, and it's very fashionable these days to take swipes at everybody inside the Beltway, and you decided to zig instead of zag there.
Well, the one thing that happens to Thompson as he goes through it is Thompson gets all of those pressures that all the rest of the members get in Washington that try to get them to change. They go to Washington with a certain set of principles, and then they're given a staff of people that all laugh at all the jokes that he tells and wait on him hand and foot, and he tries so desperately to remain true to those core values that he had in the very first election. This book, it becomes difficult for him to do so. And each book, he's challenged a little bit more to remember what those core values. You know, Barry Goldwater had a great quote about being a conservative. Is that the core value of being a conservative, that if you're really going to run in a campaign, you have to say, send me to Washington so I can do nothing for you.
That's a great line.
Doesn't really sell in a campaign ad. But that is what you have to try and keep reminding yourself of, and that's what different influences in Thompson's life keep coming through and trying to remind him of what his core values are.
If you're looking for the next Tom Clancy, the next John Grisham, we might suggest the gentleman who's joining us today, Rick Robinson, and you can find out more about Rick and his latest book, Manifest Destiny, a New York Book Festival winner, at authorrickrobinson.com. What's next for you? I know you're writing now for the Daily Caller website. Is there another book in the works?
Writing for The Caller, which is an absolute blast. Tucker Carlson has given me free rein to write about whatever I want to write about each week, and I'm having an absolute blast doing that. Pick up The Caller, get on the email list. It's a great site. But I've also started working on the fourth in the series, which is entitled Writ of Mandamus. And as you know from my books, I always try to put some real connection in the book, some real politics in the books, and there's a couple of real politics in this one that deal with some interesting connections between the Irish Republican Army and Hamas. Now I'll leave the rest to your imagination.
And when can we look for that in stores?
Well, working on trying to get that done so that it's out sometime in 2011.
You can get caught up on the entire series from Rick Robinson, including The Maximum Contribution, Sniper Bid, and his latest Manifest Destiny, which is a New York Book Festival Award winner. Pick them up at bookstores everywhere, Amazon.com, all your online retailers. And, Rick, you can also get the books through your website, authorrickrobinson.com as well, correct?
Absolutely. We'd love to have you to that site. Click over and get a copy.
Rick Robinson is our guest today on the Burke Allen Program. Rick, best of luck to you with Manifest Destiny, your upcoming book, and thanks for being a part of the program.
Thanks, Burke. I enjoyed being here.
I'm Burke Allen. We're live in Washington. Thanks for listening. Now go out and make it a great day.